AABC.com.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen, and along with the insane Daryl Wayne, we're going to present some ideas over the next 2 hours that actually touch each and every one of us in a variety of ways, all relating to you and your health. We're going to start our show right now with our in-studio guest, a regular feature here on Late Night Health, and that is Dr. Teresa Dale. Dr. Dale is with wellnesscenter.net, and we're going to be talking about the website today because wellnesscenter.net not only has some exciting products that Dr. Dale has developed, but it has a lot of information for you on a wide variety of topics and issues. Dr. Dale, welcome back to Late Night Health.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be with you, Mark and Daryl. It's wonderful.
And by the way, we're going to be starting something new in about 2 weeks.
Yes, we're gonna be rocking out natural health radio is right. What we're going to do.
Rocking it out.
We're going to rock it out.
We are. Natural Health Radio, and we'll have a website, naturalhealthradio.guru.
Correct.
Right?
We
did that together late one night.
Yeah, we did. It was really interesting.
It was.
How it came about. Yes.
It was fun. Good collaborative.
Very good collaborative spirits, both of us.
And we did that. We're going to be talking about collaboration later on with the Global Influence Summit during hour two of Late Night Health. All right, let's talk about the website. In today's fast-paced society, we don't always have the time to go in and see a physician, whether it's an allopathic doctor, a chiropractor, a naturopathic doctor. We need information, though. Does wellnesscenter.net provide that?
Well, actually, that's why the website is there. It's called wellnesscenter.net, and it's solution-centric, meaning that we offer solutions to health issues that you might have, not just products. So the products address things that you want to deal with in your life, whether it's emotions, whether it's energy, whatever it is that you want to address, including some things that are challenging for people and they've never had answers for. We also have self-tests on the website. They're free. So you can take a little test yourself right on the website and then submit it, and then you'll have an automated answer that answers the questions that when you fill out the form.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Well, we have a self-test for hormones. And if you answer the questions a certain way, those meaning that if your symptoms are checked, then it will give you an actual little protocol for you to use that can be of great help to you. And everything is completely natural without anything toxic. So all of my products are FDA registered, the homeopathic products. And I'm actually registered. My company is registered with the FDA. So then we also have homeopathy, nutrition, organic herbs, and these products are to be used toward a solution, not just buying a product because you think it might work. You have to look at a solution.
And a solution means that it's problem, solution. So you describe a problem. Mm-hmm. Let's say I'll come up with something silly, dandruff.
Okay. There's not one for dandruff, by the way, but there's one for prostate, one for hormones.
Perfect.
We have one for parasites, candida. We have digestive and gallbladder and liver issues. So we have self-tests for different issues.
So all of these issues, I mean, I was being facetious with the dandruff because you can see that.
Yeah.
But the you know, dry skin, I mean...
Absolutely. Dry skin is part of a issue that a person is having. Either they're dehydrated or they don't have enough essential fatty acids in their body, or they're deficient in DHA. So those kind of things indicate that there's a deficiency. So we provide solutions according to the issues themselves. You know, many times when people go to a website where there are products, they don't know what fits their condition. What's going to fit? What's going to be the best thing that's proven for their solution? So we have that. We're solution-centric, and we also train doctors full-time in using my products, including outpatient clinics of hospitals. So they are safe, non-GMO, gluten-free, in veggie caps.
which is really important, because a lot of capsules for vitamins and supplements, mm-hmm. and I'll even dare say pharmaceuticals, have animal products and a lot of chemical junk in them.
Right, they do. They right. have a lot of, they're made from animal products, whether it's horses' hooves or pigs, whatever it is from. It doesn't belong in your body in any way, shape, or form, no less in a pill that's supposed to be good for your health.
Right. So veggie caps are real.
Veggie caps are very good. And they're made out of celery, cellulose from celery and other vegetables.
And they dissolve faster, getting the product into your system faster.
It is so important. If you're looking for a solution, you want to make sure when you take it that it's going to work and that you're gearing your solution towards your symptoms. So we have a membership on our website, which allows you to communicate with me directly. So you sign up as a member. Then you go into the members area and you have a wealth of information, audios, videos, and you can email me with questions. So
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. I just know, and let's use me for an example, okay? I just noticed this morning that I have super dry skin, and it's like almost overnight. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think. Yesterday I drank a lot of water. I did.
Well, you know, I love using you as an example. I could do that all the time because,
yes.
you know.
Especially when we get into mental illness and brain problems.
Okay, so this could be a deficiency in good oils, essential fatty acids. You need essential fatty acids in your diet. It could be a deficiency in DHA, which is from fish, but they also have vegetarian ones. And there's certain brands that I really like because they're non-toxic in DHA. So it could be from water. It could be from something like that.
And if it's not
water, then it's got to be good oils. Maybe
right.
you eat the wrong kind of oils.
Olive oil is my oil of choice.
Okay, that's good. But besides olive oil, there's not enough essential fatty acids in olive oil. There's flaxseed oil. There's, for women, primrose oil or barrage oil, but I would recommend flaxseed oil for you.
I have it.
You have to actually put it in your mouth.
Ah, it's in the back of the refrigerator. I saw two bottles of it the other day and thought,
And DHA is excellent for your mind, your neurotransmitters, your brain. It's very important to have enough DHA, and that can also reflect on dry skin.
What about alkaline? I don't know if you and I have talked about this, but many practitioners in both sides of the fence, if you will, both allopathic and alternative healers, are saying that if your body becomes acidic, you tend to have more disease or are open for more disease.
Now, that's a great question. So if you are worried about alkalinity, okay, a lot of people take a lot of things for alkalinity and then they eat bad. It means that, see, your body creates its own alkalinity if you eat the right foods and if you drink water, okay? So you have to make sure that you have enough vegetables in your diet, that you have green drinks, more so than water. People spend a lot of money on alkaline water units that cost $7,000, $4,000,
right, $5,000.
you need to create that from within your body, and you can do that if you have a lot of green veggies and make sure you have essential fatty acids and drink really healthy water.
And so you are of the mind that
you
having...
You need to be alkaline, absolutely.
You need to be alkaline.
More alkaline. I know some people who are too alkaline, and they can have symptomology from that as well.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you want your body to be within a good ratio of around 7.58 on the Richter scale. You know, it's just a little
of
joke.
Of the pH.
Of the pH. So we need to keep the alkalinity, but it doesn't happen by drinking alkaline water. It's going to happen by you're changing your digestive system.
And eating more
and
of
eating
the greens.
And eating more veggies.
Mm-hmm. And limiting
green drinks
and drink
limiting animal products
of all kinds,
because they're all, I can tell you exactly what's acid, because if you look at the yin yang of foods and of diet, what is too yin is also a vegetable, and that's tomatoes. There are things that grow higher from the earth that are too yin, and those things that grow in the ground, like yams and potatoes, or things that carrots that grow close to the ground, which are a little bit more yang.
We'll have to talk about potatoes sometime. Dr. Teresa Dale has been our guest here on Late Night Health. Visit her at wellnesscenter.net, wellnesscenter.net. I'm Mark Allen, along with the doctor of audio here, Daryl Wayne.
Stalin. He's Stalin.
I am Stalin. We will be back with more coming up here on Late Night Health. Don't go away.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Just when you think you're down for the count with Parkinson's, current research reveals that forced intense exercise increases neuroplasticity in the brain. Non-contact programs developed by Rocksteady Boxing directly address the familiar symptoms of balance, tremors, shuffling, freezing, and even depression. Title Boxing Club in Newberry Park and its trainers are certified by Rocksteady to conduct hour-long PD Fighters classes several times a week to give Parkinson's sufferers a sense of accomplishment as well as some relief from the devastation caused by this immobilizing disease. There's no need to suffer alone. PD Fighter classes are open to all ages, and the camaraderie is inspiring. Fight back against Parkinson's and its many debilitating symptoms at Title Boxing Club in Newbury Park. 805-498-4822. Don't take Parkinson's lying down. Fight back with certified traders and the staff that know what you're going through and how to help. 805-498-4822. Title Boxing Club, going the full round with you and your fight against Parkinson's. It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who are making a difference, who get out there and take action, who prove every day that they are so much more than a color. Here's to the people who are more than pink. Join the 20th annual Susan G. Komen Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Register at www.komenlacounty.org/race.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. This is Late Night Health. Be sure to join us at latenighthealth.com. Lots of things going on over there, articles and information and people like Robert Clancy. Oh, we've got Robert Clancy on the line right now. And Robert is, of course, the author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul. He's got a new book coming out later this year. We'll be talking about that, I'm sure. And today, Robert is going to talk to us about ego. And he said, I kind of inspired this segment. I'm a little bit of afraid. Hi, Robert.
Well, maybe not the way that you think.
Oh, yes. Okay.
It was a conversation we had about how the ego can affect you. So my inspirational thought is, your ego can allow you to think you're smarter than you actually are, bolder than you need to be, and most of the time more foolish than the greatest of fools. And most people think the ego is that person who's just so smug, and they get in your face, and you're just like, what is that person all about? But that's not what I'm getting at. Your ego, and what we discussed the other day, Mark, is when you start second-guessing someone else, maybe what they think about you, or you think that they're angry at you or mad at you, and you're completely wrong sometimes. And it comes down to being sensitive. And, you know, when you're worried about things, about what other people think, and then it shuts you off. And that is also part of your ego, because your ego controls your humanity. And when you are in that place and you think somebody's angry at you and it turns out that they're not, and maybe you close the door because of that. So those are things that are important in order to move on, and understanding that that's also part of ego. It's not just that smug person who gets in your face.
Right. I called you because we have a mutual friend, and I hadn't heard from her, and I always hear from her within, you know, hours. And it's been, I don't know, a month, maybe a month and a half since I had heard from her. And she kept sending me emails, and I would respond, but I didn't get any response back. And I thought, what did I do? And I called you. And not 2 minutes after we talked, she called me. And I thank you for that, because I have a feeling you may have sent either a physical email or you mentally sent her a note. Hey, call Mark. Let him know it's okay. But ego is good, isn't it? We need an ego to be on the radio, to do the video work that you do, to help others. Don't you have to have a strong ego?
I think it's for me, it's a strong sense of being. When you have a strong sense of being, it's not really attributed to your ego. And the ego can bring you to places that you need to go. But you also have to realize that that can be a two-sided sword that can cut through different ways. And I always had that, you know, just because your name's in lights doesn't mean that you're any more enlightened than the bulbs. So I keep my ego check. And I had an experience with a friend many years ago. He's since passed away at age 27, and I was about 25, 26 at the time as well.
Oh,
and I thought this guy had the biggest ego in the world, and I just shut him off. I just didn't want to have anything to do with him. I was actually in a leadership position above him, and I wasn't going to support him, and I couldn't wait till he imploded. And eventually, sure enough, he imploded. His board of directors contacted me and said, you know, this guy's an idiot. Look what he's doing. And I couldn't wait to rake him over the coals. And I thought of every excuse this guy's going to give me. And guess what? I wasn't prepared for the one answer he did. When I finally sat him down, I went up one side of him, down the other, and he looked at me and he said, you're right, I failed you.
Wow.
And it took the wind right out of my sails. And I thought, no, you know what? I have to apologize. I've actually failed you. And it was a big opening, you know, a big, big eye opener for me, because my ego was so, you know, enthralled with this, you know, I'm going to destroy this guy.
Right.
And then I learned, and we became really good friends. And shortly thereafter, he was battling a serious form of cancer. And I was there just moments, you know, hours before he passed away. And we were that close.
Wow. You know?
And I still feel him around me. You know, he's my ego check. He gives me a little kick in the pants every once in a while.
That's amazing. And it happened so many years ago.
Yes.
And it's still with you to this day.
Absolutely.
We all run into people with, I'll call it a super ego, which is, I don't know what the psychological term means, but these people who are bigger than life, that are reality stars, that become even bigger than reality stars. Yes, Mr. Trump. And everything is revolving around them rather than around the people that are around them. Does that make sense?
Well, it can feel that way. You know, definitely when people look at those situations, it does seem that. But you really still do not know what is going on inside that person. Only they do. And only you know what's going on inside of you. So how you react to things, it's sometimes it's your gut feeling or just a feeling or something that you make up. And you could be completely wrong. I had this one person, I always thought that she was just angry at me. And she's had this scowl on her face every time I was around her.
Right.
And I thought, what am I doing?
We got 15 seconds.
My cologne? Yeah. And it turned out that, you know, she was a great supporter of mine and ended up connecting me with some great projects and different things and always respected me. And I never got to know her until later, you know, and you can really shut things off when you have that perception.
Robert, we're out of time. Robert Clancy, the author of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Soul. Don't go away. More coming up here on Late Night Help. I'm Mark Allen along with Daryl Wayne. We'll be back.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. About a month and a half, maybe even 2 months ago, we had a guest, Donna Parker, who's the author of A Clear Path to a Vibrant Life, Seven Simple Steps to Increase Your Energy and Happiness. Donna resides in the San Francisco Bay Area. She is an acupuncturist, and I had such a good time with her, I invited her to come back, and I took her book with me on vacation and was really impressed with the book and the information in the book. Donna, Happy New Year and welcome back to Late Night Health.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Can everybody be happy, or is it...
That's a good question.
Can everybody be happy, or do we have to have some kind of times of not happiness?
Well, you know, I think that that's a good question, and it's a multifaceted answer, and I think everybody has the potential to be happy, but we also don't have to kind of fake things if we're not feeling happy, and I think that that's kind of where we get into that mess of just saying we have to be happy all the time, but we can feel sad, and we can feel those feelings, and I think it's important to feel those feelings. But I think overall that you can just have more of a general happy attitude and kind of look forward to your day. And, yeah, it's not always going to go perfect. Your parking spot might not be there when you want it and that sort of thing. But you can have a general outlook of more happiness.
Do you think most people are happy?
I'm not sure about most people. I know that there have been studies that people are either more programmed towards being optimistic people or pessimist. But there is a lot of science out there that shows that people who are more inclined to pessimism can switch that to a more optimistic thinking brain.
I would also think that people who are pessimists die earlier.
I think so, too, because there's a lot of information about being happy and how that does create a more healthy body for yourself. But I also tell people, you know, we have caveman brains, okay? So our brains haven't really caught up with our evolution and what's going on in our world today. So our brain is always filtering for what's going to kill us? What's going to be bad? Is a saber-toothed tiger going to jump out and eat us? So our brain is always filtering for, okay, what's going to happen? Where am I going to get hurt or killed in some way? And so what happens is when you actively train your brain to think in more of a positive filter, that then you are going to start seeing things in more positive way. But it takes active practice on a daily basis to change that brain filter.
One of the things that I was thinking is, you know, fight or flight. Now, I'm a flight guy, by the way. And how do we get rid of those, as you said, caveman brain mentalities? I mean, don't we need to overcome those?
Well, I don't think we have to overcome them, but I don't think we have to be in fight or flight all the time or in that negative filter all the time, or you're just not going to enjoy life. I mean, part of being here is having a joyful experience. And when you're in fight or flight all the time, that actually wears down on your adrenaline system and raises your cortisol levels, so that you're always, your body's always thinking, oh my God, something's going to happen that can kill me any minute. And it just might be a really full inbox in your mail, your voicemail or your email. And we
coming back from vacation, having 400 emails, something like that.
I know. I hate that. Sometimes you come back and you're like, oh gosh, maybe it's better if I just didn't go away.
Right. But, or take a vacation from your vacation. That's the other thing.
Right. But I've gotten into the, I'll tell you what I do. So
sure.
If you ever email me, you'll know this. When I get back from vacation, I scan it, look for anything that's really important from a patient, and then the rest gets trashed. Because my feeling is, if it's really important, somebody will resend it to me.
Or call you. That's an old-fashioned thing.
Yeah.
But yes, millennials pick up phones. They're not just made for gaming.
No, they're made for texting.
They're made. Yeah, right. Exactly. It's amazing to watch young people and their cell phones.
Oh, they're so connected to them, and that is part of the fight or flight. And now you've got. I had a patient, and I had actually read about this in the magazine somewhere, that they have these camps now that adults can go to. They're these weekend camps where you have to check your phone in at the beginning of camp, and you cannot have the phone for the entire weekend.
Oh, my God.
And you have to play games. So they played like tag football, and they ran around and did hikes and got out in nature. And it is like this whole new industry of how to detach yourself from your phone.
What an interesting thought. The other day I think I went to the market, and I was halfway down the block, and I realized I didn't have my phone, and I felt naked.
Did you get a little panic?
I did, and I turned around, picked up, went back, got my phone, and then went to the market.
Isn't that funny? But you were only going to the market.
Exactly. I was just going to the market.
I think about those times when we just didn't, I'm old enough to remember the times when we didn't have phones. And I remember making a plan with somebody that we would meet in the Moroccan airport in Casablanca at a certain day, at a certain time. And there was no backup plan and there were no phones.
Did you do it?
And he showed up.
Oh, my.
I got there, and I'm like, hey, great, you're here. Let's go.
Hey, that's terrific. Daryl?
But we didn't have a backup plan.
You just did it.
When I left for the studio this morning, I realized that I did not have my wallet with me. But I checked, and I had my cell phone, so I didn't go back.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And there were only moths in my wallet, too, so... I get that. Why are we so connected to these things? I mean, to me, communication is important, and verbal communication. And I talk to a lot of people each and every week as we put together the show. And a lot of people don't call. They text or they email. I want to talk.
Yes, but you're old school and you like to talk to people. The thing with phones is they're not they're not communication devices in the traditional sense of a phone, but what they are now is they are devices that will beep at us and let us know whenever a text is coming in or an email or whatever it is that we set our phones to let us know. And every time that dings or alerts us, it actually sends out a chemical response in the brain that it gets you happy and excited. And then that's why you've got this addiction with these phones, where you just keep wanting to feed that dopamine.
Hmm. So the phones are actually dopamine
yes,
meters.
They are. Well, they create the dopamine response in the brain. And I'm pretty sure it is a dopamine response, because what it does is it keeps dinging, and then that piques your curiosity and your interest, and then you do the, you know, you respond to the phone, and then you put it down, and it dings again, and it's kind of like a game.
You know, one of the things that happens to me is when I'm without my phone, that fight or flight syndrome happens, because I'm afraid something important is going to happen.
Well, you're afraid you might miss something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And it's, you know, and I try at night, after, say, 7 o'clock at night, I do put my phone away. I do check it again around 10 o'clock and maybe again around 11 before I go up to bed. But I am addicted. I am addicted to the phone. Text, email, and, of course, voice.
In another room, so it doesn't exist. I don't use it as an alarm or anything like that, and I will not look at any kind of screen before I go to bed, because that will inhibit your body
right.
from producing melatonin, and you won't sleep well. So I was driving to work today, and I was like, wow, I didn't get any text messages or anything, and then I realized, oh, it's still on airplane mode. So I flipped it. Went ding, 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 ding.
Right.
And I was like, this is crazy. But you know what? It wasn't really anything super important. It could wait until I got to the office. I put it on airplane mode because I don't want to hear that constant dinging.
Right. Especially overnight. I had my phone in the bedroom accidentally. I don't know why I picked it up and brought it in there. I normally do not. And, you know, after the first two or three ding dings, my wife said, turn it off, get rid of it. And of course I took it away. Our guest is the very happy Donna Parker. She's the author of A Clear Path to a Vibrant Life, 7 Simple Steps to Increase Your Energy and Happiness. And we've been talking really about happiness. We're going to spend some time coming up talking about energy. Can you give us one specific tip right now to make us smile and be happy?
Well, I think that one of the biggest things that you can do is get a good night's sleep, because when you sleep well, you're going to feel better in the morning. You're going to feel refreshed. You're going to get ready to go about your day, and that is going to give you more energy and happiness.
And that makes sense. That does. But it's hard in today's lifestyle to get enough sleep or to get quality sleep.
Well, yes, and you have to be more disciplined. I think that we kind of are lazy in our thinking. We think a lot of negative thoughts. We just don't put a lot of effort into how we think. And we also stay up too late trying to fill in with obviously playing on the computer, the phone, or watching some Netflix original. And people just
That's
stay up
That's bloody
too late.
And gory and drives me nuts, but yes.
Right, and then doesn't allow you to sleep properly.
Yeah,
so
right.
A good sleep hygiene, it takes discipline.
That's true. Oh,
but that will
that
lead
makes
to happiness.
Sense. It will. When you sleep, isn't that when the body produces dopamine?
Well, it produces human growth hormone, and that is something that is produced in the earlier hours of the evening. So the earlier you get to bed, and I suggest that patients get to bed between 9 and 10 p.m., you're going to have more human growth hormone produced.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
9 o'clock? What about the shows that show at 10?
Yeah, but we're not connected to our TV anymore. You can watch that show anytime.
Ah, Okay, that makes sense. But going to bed so early, why?
Because it works with the circadian rhythm of the body. And so when you sleep at from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. or 10 p.m., 9 to 5 or 10 to 6, you're going to get more of that human growth hormone in the beginning of the evening. And there's also studies that show the brain replenishes differently, the synapses build differently. So earlier in the evening, you're actually going to have a better brain building. You're going to have human growth hormone, which also helps with fat usage and fat storage. So that can also help with weight issues. And then you're going to feel refreshed in the morning. You're going to get a lot better sleep than if you're sleeping from midnight to 8 a.m.
As an acupuncturist, you can help with that too.
Yes, I do. And I also coach people on creating a sleep routine.
Oh, well, have I got people for you. Daryl, you're not a big sleeper, are you?
No.
Are you a big sleeper, Doc?
Yeah,
you could sleep? Okay. Well, we have at least two patients for you. Our guest is Donna Parker, the author of A Clear Path to a Vibrant Life, 7 Simple Steps to Increase Your Energy and Happiness. When we come back, we're going to talk about energy and you know, having the vibrancy that you need to get through your day. I'm Mark Allen. Don't go away. Daryl and I return as Late Night Health continues.
Continues in a moment.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Just when you think you're down for the count with Parkinson's, current research reveals that forced intense exercise increases neuroplasticity in the brain. Non-contact programs developed by Rocksteady Boxing directly address the familiar symptoms of balance, tremors, shuffling, freezing, and even depression. Title Boxing Club in Newbury Park and its trainers are certified by Rocksteady to conduct hour-long PD Fighters classes several times a week to give Parkinson's sufferers a sense of accomplishment as well as some relief from the devastation caused by this immobilization. Disease. There's no need to suffer alone. PD Fighter classes are open to all ages and the camaraderie is inspiring. Fight back against Parkinson's and its many debilitating symptoms at Title Boxing Club in Newbury Park. 805-498-4822. Don't take Parkinson's lying down. Fight back with certified trainers and the staff that know what you're going through and how to help. 805-498-4822. Title Boxing Club, going the full round with you and your fight against Parkinson's. It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer, it's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who make pink so much more than a color. Act, donate, get involved. Be more than pink. Register for the 20th annual Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Go to www.comanlacounty.org/race.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. Along with the insane Daryl Wayne, let's talk about energy with our guest, Donna Parker. Donna, by the way, is an acupuncturist. How long have you been practicing?
14 years.
14 years. How'd you get into acupuncture?
Oh, a long, windy path, but I was always interested in health and wellness. And in the 70s, when you're choosing your colleges and your where you're going to school, the acupuncture wasn't one of the choices.
No.
So I went into art first because I happened to be good at art. And then through just a lot of my own experimentation and trying different healing methods, I came upon acupuncture and thought, wow, this is really cool. I want to do this.
Wow. You like to stick it to people.
I do.
Tell me about energy. I know a lot of people have low energy, and some people are just so energetic, like you. I can feel the energy over the phone.
Yes, but Mark, I got to bed at 9:30 last night.
Oh, my gosh.
I am so happy when I get to bed by 9:30. It just makes, it's just one of those things I absolutely love.
Yeah, okay, we're taking a poll. Who got to bed at 9:30 last night? Who got to bed at 10 o'clock? Who got to bed at 10:30? Who tried to go to bed at 11 o'clock? Who got to bed at 12:30?
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to be going in bigger increments than that to eventually get there, I think.
Oh, no.
What time, Daryl?
It was around midnight.
Was it?
Yeah.
And we've got Dr. Dale in studio. Doctor, you're not going to tell us.
I went to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Wow.
7 p.m.?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. There's a joke there, but yeah. I can't say it on TV.
It doesn't have anything to do with sleep.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
I went to bed at 11.
Did you? Yeah. 11 o'clock. What about energy, Donna? How do we get some more energy? I mean,
I think that there's a lot of things that we do in our everyday life that zap our energy. And one is getting to bed too late. And I know that some people just feel like they need to stay up later. And there is something in Chinese medicine, after 11 o'clock, the meridians that become active are the ones that rejuvenate and replenish you and restore you. But those are also the ones that if you're awake, you get that second wind. And then those are the people, the patients who say, no, I'm a night owl. So what I do is I have them just go to bed 15 minutes earlier per week. So getting to bed a little bit earlier every night, just by 15 minutes, and move it by week by week can actually help you feel more refreshed in the morning. The other thing is don't stay in bed until 8 or 9 o'clock. Get out of bed and get moving in the morning. Another great thing you can do to increase your energy is to move your body in some way every day.
The big E word.
Work out in some way.
Yeah, exercise. You have a teenage son.
Yeah, I do.
And does he go to bed that early?
Yes, he does.
Wow.
He was in bed at 8 o'clock last night. But we're getting up. I'm getting up at 6. He's getting up at 6:45. And with a teenage brain and the amount he's growing in his brain as well as his body, he needs that sleep or he is just a mess in the morning.
And besides which, he is growing, so you already need to buy him a new pair of sneakers, and it's only been a week.
Tell me about it. Size 11 feet at age 13.
Oh, my.
Yes.
You poor thing.
So sleep, working out,
right.
But also drinking enough water. Sometimes
yes.
People go around so dehydrated, and then they think that maybe they're hungry instead of thirsty. So I always tell people, make sure you start your day with some warm lemon water. That's going to get your bowels moving, as well as going to get you a cup of water in the morning. And then work on half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you're drinking about, if you weigh about 100 pounds, it's 50 ounces of water. So that's a simple calculation. And many people are drinking too much coffee throughout the day. Coffee actually takes a good 12 hours, 10 to 12 hours to process out of your body. So if you're drinking caffeine late in the day, 1 or 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, your body's still processing that at midnight.
Donna, thank you very much for joining us. That's interesting news about caffeine. I know that Dr. Dale has told me many times now, caffeine is a no-no in general, though I do like a little lift once in a while. I'm not a big caffeine person, and every once in a while I'll drink some coffee and I'll feel wired for 3 days, so I stop. Donna, will you come back sometime?
I will, and thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. I promise fun, if nothing else. Donna Parker, the author of A Clear Path to a Vibrant Life, 7 Simple Steps to Increase Your Energy and Happiness. Late Night Health continues, and we're going to go into Hour 2 coming up. Don't go away. More happening on Late Night Health.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Are you being audited and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer, it's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who are making a difference, who get out there and take action, who prove every day that they are so much more than a color. Here's to the people who are more than pink. Join the 20th annual Susan G. Komen Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 11th at Dodger Stadium. Register at www.komenlacounty.org/race.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
Home of the smartest listeners in Southern California.
I am the smartest man alive!
Talk Radio 790 KABC.
I'm good, but I have a story and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
When the service member or veteran in your life